that kind of influence. I really believe, beloved, that one of the major problems in the church today is the church preaches against sin but doesn't do anything about it, and consequently, it has a somewhat pure message and an impure population. There's leaven, maybe not in the preaching, but there's leaven in the living. And that takes the very life from the church. Now let's go back to Galatians chapter 6 and follow a little bit further through this process that the Apostle Paul has outlined for us. In picking them up, there is a very important note here. He says, restore such a one. Remember now that all discipline in the church is for the purpose of what? Restoration. You don't discipline in the church to put people out. You discipline in the church to lift them up. That's the purpose. Putting them out is a last resort for the sake of the purity and safety of the body. So you restore such a one, here it comes, in a spirit of gentleness. Oh, this is so important. In a spirit of gentleness. Now, that shouldn't be too hard. Why? Look at verse 23 of chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, and so forth. And then verse 23 says, what's the first one? Gentleness. Gentleness. So if you are walking by the Spirit, producing the fruit of the Spirit, you will be gentle. So if you who are spiritual are restoring, you will be doing it in a spirit of gentleness. It's almost as if this is a statement rather than a command. You who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness characteristic of your spirituality. Do it with gentleness. You're not to be overbearing. You're not to be ungracious. You're not to be unkind. 2 Corinthians 2:7 says you do it with an attitude of forgiveness and comfort so that the person is not overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. And then verse 8 says you are to reaffirm your love for him. So you are to come with a forgiving heart. You are to come with a comforting attitude. You are to come with a reaffirming of love. This is not abusive. This is gentle. This is tender. This is kind. This is patient. 2 Thessalonians 3:15 says, when you admonish this person in sin, you admonish him not as an enemy, but as a brother. You come as one who loves. You come as one who cares. That's very, very important. How so? The end of verse 1. Each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted. Let me ask you a question.